Catechism, children, I remind you of
Turn
this
again.
Evening to 2
church
Samuel.
Church
means people.
Chapter 19.
When you say I go to church, it doesn't mean I'm going to a place,
2 Samuel
a building.
19.
When you said this morning, I go to church, I'm going to
we
church,
read verses
you didn't mean I'm going
15.
To a building on 109th Avenue in Dyer,
in
Indiana.
That same chapter,
it's not what you meant.
To
it should not have been what you meant.
40
but when you say,
43,
I'm going to church, you mean by that
chapter,
that I'm going to the people of God.
2 Samuel 19,
I'm going to
11
gather
15,
with
then
these
to
people because this is
and
the
then
church.
We read chapter 20.
These people who make up the church are elect believers. That sums up the identity
2 Samuel 19, verse 11.
Believers. And King David,
the church is first of all the elect.
Sent
the Heidelberg Catechism on the basis of God's word speaks
Abiathar,
of the church that way.
Elect. The Son of God gathers, defends, preserves to himself
verse 9,
out of the whole human race
chapter
a church
19. Sorry.
Chosen. Chosen.
Important.
To everlasting life.
Verse
chosen
9 of chapter 19.
And all
Peter,
the people were at strife
of the church,
and all the
Peter
tribes
2, verse 9
of Israel
says,
"Ye,
you the church,
the king
are a
saved
chosen
us out of the hand of our enemies,
a royal priesthood,
and he delivered us out of
people,
the hand of the Philistines."
And John in 2
and now
John
he
1,
has
verse
fled
2,
out of the land
the
for Absalom,
the elect lady,
and Absalom,
many, many
whom
references
we anointed
in
over
the
us is
the
dead in battle,
as the elect people.
Now therefore,
God,
why speak ye not a word
of
bringing
before the foundations of the earth,
not on any
David
sent
to Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, saying,
John Huss,
speak unto the elders of Judah, saying,
a reformed man who was
why
actually
are ye
a
the last to bring the king back to
the
his
more
house?
Common or well-known
seeing the speech of all
like
Israel has
Luther,
come
John
to the
Huss
king, even to his house.
Gave this definition.
Here, my brethren,
the definition of the church.
Here, my bones and my flesh.
The company.
Wherefore
of
then
the
are
elect,
ye the last to bring
the
back
company
the king
of the predestined?
And say to Amasa,
and he gave this definition
of my
of the
bone
church,
and of my
over
flesh
against. The
God do so
Roman
to me
Catholics
and more also,
idea
if thou be
Roman
not
Catholics
captain
at that time, we're emphasizing
before me
that the church
continually
is only an institute
in the room of
their
Joab.
Institute.
And he, this
and
David,
John Huss said, no, the
bowed
church,
the heart
the
of all the men
of
Judah, even as
the
heart
the
of one man
who had been elected.
So that
and
they
for
sent
this teaching,
this word unto the king,
John Huss was burned
return thou
at the stake.
And all thy
and
servants.
He had other teachings too.
So the king returned and came
teachings
to Jordan,
Huss
and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet
he
the king,
that
to conduct the king
to
over
the
Jordan.
The elect. I hope we do too.
And then in verses 16 through
that
39, you
us
have the king.
Secondly, the
to
church is not
Jordan
only the elect
river,
people of God, but what narrows the identity of the church.
As he does
so,
he meets Shimei, believers, he meets Mephibosheth,
those who have true
and
faith.
He meets the third man, Barzillai,
are
and
the ones
that
show themselves
on your own
to be elect.
And then we come to verse 40.
Church.
So yes, we are able to talk over
of
Jordan by
sense
now,
of church
escorted
latent
by
you've heard that term before,
the,
perhaps,
the
or leaders
of the future.
So
then
those
the king went on
who
to
haven't
Gilgal,
yet been born,
and Chimham,
for those
went
who
on
are not yet converted,
the people of Judah,
but are elected
the king,
of God.
And
talk
also
about church
half
in that
the
sense,
the people,
but primarily,
of
really, a member of
and
the church is one who has
all
been
the men
converted
of Israel
and has faith,
came to the king
faith
and said unto the king,
why
have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen thee away? And have brought
child,
the king and his household and all David's
and
men with him
that
over
has
Jordan.
Not yet been expressed.
And all the men
but
of Judah
has
answered
faith,
the men of Israel,
whether mature faith,
because the
or
king
faith
is near of kin to us.
Yet,
wherefore then be ye angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all of the
faith
king's cost? Or hath he given us any gift?
How to bring
the men of Israel answered
the men of Judah and said,
chosen to everlasting
we have 10
life,
parts in the king,
and we have also more right in David than
any faith.
Why then did he despise us?
True faith,
our advice,
the kind of
should
faith
not
that the
be
Holy
first
Spirit
had,
works
bringing
in our hearts
back our king.
And
the
words
confession
of the men of Judah
explains
were
that kind
than
of words
faith,
of the men of Israel.
We believe and profess
20,
one Catholic or
one
universal
there
church,
to be there,
which is an holy
a
congregation of true
Belial,
Christian believers.
Name was
true
Sheba,
believers, that means
the
ones with
Bichri,
true faith.
A Benjamite,
describes what this
he blew a
is
trumpet and said, we have no
all
part in David,
expecting
neither have
salvation
we inheritance
in,
in the
Christ,
son of Jesse. Every man to his tents,
his
O Israel,
blood, sanctified and sealed
so
by the Holy Ghost.
So every man of Israel
summary,
went up from
the
after
faith,
David
those who
and
are
followed Sheba,
the
son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clave unto their king from Jordan
it's
even
not a faith
to Jerusalem.
In some Hindu god or
and David
some other god
his house at Jerusalem
unlike
and
the
king
one
took the 10 women his concubines whom he had left to keep the house
in the God
and put them in ward and fed them
Jesus
went
Christ
not, went not in unto
and this
them.
Jesus Christ
so
has not only come
they were
simply
shut up
to be an
unto
example
the day
but
of their
Jesus
death
Christ
living
has
in
come
widowhood
to shed his blood
then said the king to
in the shedding
Amasa,
of his blood
Some
he has washed
the men
away
of Judah
sins
within
of all
3 days,
people.
And be thou here present.
That,
so Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him.
Faith.
And David said to Abishai,
about your confession says,
now shall Sheba, the son of Bichri, do us more
elect,
harm than did Absalom.
Show that they have this.
Take thou thy Lord's servants and pursue after him, church, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us.
That brings up an important distinction.
And there went out after him Joab's men,
invisible church and a visible church,
and the Pelethites and all the mighty men.
What we're talking about
and
today,
they went
and
out of Jerusalem
to pursue after
church.
Sheba, the son of Bichri.
The visible church is what you usually talk about.
When they were
what
at
you
the great stone,
about,
which is in Gibeon.
Amasa
you think
went
of the visible
them,
church
as
Joab's
the people
that you can
that
see
had put
on
that
you have
girded
come and gathered
him,
to
and upon
gathered
it
with
a girdle with a sword
Sunday,
fastened upon
you
his
you,
loins and the sheath
in the
thereof.
Pew. This is the visible
and
church.
And as he went forth,
good on the street,
forward,
it
another
fell
church
out
down the street, and you see the people there.
Joab said to Amasa, art thou in health,
church,
my brother?
These are church
members. Joab took Amasa by the beard
but
with
that's not
right
really
hand
what we're talking
him
about today.
But Amasa took no
not
heed
especially
to the sword that was in Joab's
we're talking
hand,
about the
so
invisible church, that is, the church, not from our perspective, but the church from God's perspective.
And struck him not again.
He sees
and
he
hearts.
That so Joab and Abishai, his brother, pursued after Sheba, the son of Bichri.
He sees into the hearts of
and one of Joab's men stood by
Sunday
and said,
in a
he that favoreth Joab
building,
and he that is for David, let him go after Joab.
Who are his elect?
And Amasa wallowed in
and
blood in the midst of the highway. And from when the man saw that
then,
all the people stood
he knows
still,
who is member
he removed Amasa out to the highway
church,
into the field
you
and cast the cloth
the
upon him.
The people
he saw that everyone that came
people
by him stood still.
And you can't see into the hearts.
And when he was removed out of the highway, all the people
God
went
can
on after Joab.
He knows who is a member
after
of his
Sheba,
invisible
the son
church
of Bichri. And he went
really
through all the tribes of Israel
thing,
and to Abel and to
not whether
Beth
you are
Maacha,
a member of a visible
all
the church.
And all the Beorites,
but not the most important.
They were
whether
gathered together and were also
church
after him. And they came and besieged him
God
and Abel of
looks down
Beth Maacha. And they
and
cast up a bank against
the
city. And it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down.
That he has chosen you.
Then cried a wise woman out of the city, hear, hear,
visible
say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee.
Invisibly.
And when he was come near unto her, the woman said,
the identity of
Joab
is the people who are elect believers.
But we haven't
then she said
the
unto him, hear the words of thine
church
handmaid.
The heart,
answered, I do hear.
The heart of the church's identity
she spake,
is that
we
saying,
belong to Christ.
They were wont to speak in old times, saying, they shall
Christ
surely ask counsel at
our
Abel.
Our hearts are
so
literally
the matter
connected to
I am one
Christ's
of them that are peaceable
heart
and faithful in Israel.
Your identity
thou seekest
as church
to destroy a city and a mother
is that
in Israel.
You are with Jesus.
Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance
that
of the Lord
in that close relationship
and answered
to
and
Christ
said,
himself?
Far be it. Far be it from
this
me.
Where last
that
week's
I
sermon
swallow
on the Holy
up
Spirit
or destroy
connects with this week's
the matter
sermon
is
the
not
church
so.
This is why the Heidelberg
but
Catechism
a man
of
Mount Ephraim,
the
Sheba,
the
son of Bichri by name, hath lifted up
Spirit
his hand against
because
the
king, they're intimately
even against David.
Last week we saw that the Holy Spirit
deliver him only
is that third
I will
person of the Trinity,
the city,
who is the Spirit of Christ, because Christ
Joab
sends the Spirit down
behold
to
his
us
head shall be thrown to
and when that Spirit of Christ comes into our hearts,
and the woman went,
it doesn't simply come into our hearts
and
stays there, but he is doing
the
work of joining us
cast it out to Joab.
You to Jesus
he
Christ
blew a trumpet,
himself.
And
the illustration that comes to
the city
said was helpful last
every
week,
man to his tent.
Was that
and Joab
it is
returned
as real as though a rope was tied to Christ's heart in heaven.
Benaiah, the son of
and that rope extends
was over
all the way down and is tied to your heart.
Was over
that
the
is the work of the Holy Spirit
son of
to join
was
you to Jesus
was
so that your relationship to Jesus it's closer than any
Ira
other relationship
the
on this earth.
Was the chief ruler about David.
Only, you see, only if you are joined in that way
tonight
to Jesus are you a member of his church. That is the heart of being a member of this church.
The church
we call this relationship
on this earth,
or joining or tying of hearts to Christ as covenant
is prone
a relationship of friendship
to schism,
covenant with Christ.
To fighting.
You can also call it
communion,
each other.
Covenant and communion.
Some synonym of you know this firsthand.
That's why you've experienced
the Heidelberg Catechism explains the communion of saints
have
in this way.
And that
engaged
second question
in that
answer
fighting
Lord's
yourself
Day 21. And it's not surprising that
all
that
and everyone
it is that way.
Who believes,
being members of
this
Christ,
morning that the Church of Jesus
in
Christ
common,
is a Catholic Church,
of him,
which means that the Church is made up of all kinds
all
of people.
In common,
many different people
are
part of that invisible church, and many different people congregate together in
to Christ,
specific churches on
receiving
this earth
of his
too.
Spiritual gifts.
And when the people of God gather with their many differences, there are bound to be disagreements. There are bound to be differences of opinion.
Join yourself to Christ.
And when you
put
people
the work
who are still
his
sinners together,
the one holy Catholic Church, the Heidelberg Catechism says, of
they with their own unique,
we often think of becoming members of the church as something we do
to fight
because we often think of churches
to have
visible church on this earth.
And sadly,
we're the ones
history
that decide,
of the church,
we're the ones that decide what
on this
church
earth,
to join, right?
The church has been
we're the
plagued
ones that
with
made
many
a decision to transfer our membership papers from one church to another.
Unrest,
we're the ones that decided to be Protestant Reform rather than some other denomination.
Oh, as we saw this morning,
the
church is not only supposed
church,
to be Catholic,
but
the
really
church is supposed to be one church. It's supposed to be united, and the evidence of that unity should be seen in each congregation.
What
so the people of God do
the
are they're supposed
Christ,
to get along.
That the
they're supposed to love
God
one another, and there ought to
from
be
the
peace
to the end of the world.
We are to put aside our differences and to rejoice in the same Christ and in the same salvation and celebrate that together.
He chose us.
We're supposed to do so.
He bought us.
But
with his blood.
And that's not always the
then
case.
Then he took our hearts.
Sometimes because of false doctrines that
join us to him.
Men and women might bring
really
up within the church. There
he's
are
the one
that placed us.
Splits.
And there are arguments. There are controversies.
That's the wonder work.
And sometimes,
really,
as we see today,
salvation
of your Lord.
It's not even because
Savior
of any point of
it's
doctrine,
his gracious work
of uniting
there are
him,
uniting you to himself.
Great
controversies
you,
over
to all the other members,
smallest
that
issues
are one with him.
And those also tend
joined to Christ
to rend apart
and to one another in this
church.
There will be
you can probably think of issues that might be brewing today.
Characteristics
in this
that God's
church,
people, the church, will
or in this
show.
Denomination
three
or some other
essential
denomination,
characteristics.
Because Satan loves
this
division.
Church,
he knows very well
group
how to divide
believers
and to conquer.
Join to Christ.
And he's intent on that.
Catholic.
Destroy the church on this earth.
United.
Loves to make those little divisions in the church.
Or
in marriages. And families.
One holy Catholic.
Especially
church
in the church.
Those are the three essential
characteristics of this church.
That there is irreparable
first,
damage.
This church is Catholic.
There's a danger that we must seek to avoid.
Universal.
The danger that we must be warned about.
This is the emphasis
strife
of the Heidelberg Catechism, question
and
answer 54,
and that's the emphasis
the
about
Jesus Christ on this earth.
Article 27.
And thus we have
the church
word
is Catholic
on strife in David's
the church
kingdom
is made up of
to be
all
used
kinds
as a warning to us
in the universe
strife in our
the Belgian Confession puts it
you
so beautifully
the context of this strife
furthermore
in
this holy church
David
is
had
not
recently,
confined
saw,
bound
week,
or limited
to
a certain place
Absalom's
or to certain
army
persons
Absalom
but is
had rebelled
spread
been a traitor,
and dispersed
led,
over the
led
whole
almost
world
all of Israel and Judah
a proper
against
understanding
David, the
of
right
the church
king.
The invisible
but by
church
God's gracious
is that
and miraculous work
it is
David's
people,
small army
everywhere
along with the woods
this
of
proper
Ephraim,
understanding
you remember,
of
had
this
defeated
Catholic
Absalom's
church is something that
army
we as Protestant Reformed people.
And after David's victory,
everyone in Israel
is
and everyone in Judah
emphasized
knew
the institution
that they were wrong
of the church.
They had been wrong
the visible
in
church
following Absalom.
And
they were guilty of treason.
And
of
God had proven that David was the rightful king by giving to David that
Catholic
miraculous victory
church
over Absalom and the people.
God has his elect people.
And so
joined
the
to
people
Christ
knew that it
here
was time to bring yes David back
America
to Jerusalem.
Yes.
And not only bring David back to
but
Jerusalem, but it was
Asia
time that they received the consequences
Europe
for their treason.
Africa,
they knew they deserved
continents of
punishment
the world
for their great sin against
believers,
the anointed
to him
David as closely.
David, however, did not immediately return
to
Jerusalem.
Christ.
We'll see why in a few
Indiana
moments. But the king stayed
Illinois,
in the city called Mahanaim
Michigan, yes,
on the eastern
but
side of the Jordan River, waiting for
America
the people of Israel and Judah
he has
to
his church
willingly
not only
receive
in
him back
of this earth.
And as
he
but waited he for
the people
to
from
show
all
their
willingness
backgrounds
to bring
and races
him back,
and cultures and
the
languages and statuses,
the people started.
Within
the
our community, we tend to think of church
strife among
as really
David's
those who are just
people
like us.
First, the small beginnings of this strife
look a little similar to
secondly
us.
Secondly, the great
might have
conflicts
same status,
of the strife,
same
so the
kind
small
of
beginnings
financial
lead to the great
status
conflicts
as we are.
in the middle class community, but God has his people among all kinds of people.
Gracious preservation.
Among the black, among the white, Italian, among Hispanic David's populations.
People. He has his church made
strife
up of
in Israel started
those who
started
vote
out Republican and those who vote
it
Democrat.
Often does, people of God.
He has his church
it often does.
In prison.
It started out as a small conflict.
He has his church.
It was time to bring David home, and everyone in Israel knew it.
And are also raised in Christian.
As David waited for the people to decide to bring him back,
different
denominations. Read in chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. All the people
were
at strife.
The PC,
all the
CRC,
tribes of Israel,
the Lutheran, the Presbyterian,
the King saved us out of the land
non-denominational
of our enemies.
He delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines.
Thousands
and
of denominations
fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now, therefore,
Catholic
why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back?
Verse 19
is talking about the 10 tribes of Israel,
church we're a member of,
excluding
of
Judah and
tribe of Levi.
The 10 tribes of Israel,
that's an extreme,
at strife
we
with
have
one
to
another.
Recognize
the people
the
are talking
of God's
amongst
Catholic
each other.
Church.
Tongues are wagging.
Catholic means
they're going back and
all
forth
kinds
at strife with one another. And you can sense the
saved
mixed emotions
grace,
as the people talk
joined
against
to Jesus
and with
Christ
one another.
As closely
first
as
of all,
you
there's guilt in their hearts. As they admit that David had been very faithful
diversity,
to them. That's what they're talking about.
Catholicity of the church.
The king saved us out of the hand
remember
of our enemies.
We need to acknowledge.
He delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines.
We need to think about.
And you know what we've done in response
to
that?
So,
Israel is admitting.
Christ
we
make it.
Have
so
anointed
obvious.
Absalom
when he gathers
instead
all
and rejected David, our faithful
before
king.
His throne.
What a shame.
Him together.
What a great act of ingratitude the people are
saying.
I want
to be even stronger with this.
But now Absalom is dead.
And it's Catholic.
Should we not be bringing that
king
back?
It is a gross error.
Admitting
fact,
our fault and restoring David to the
throne.
Should we not be doing this? The people of Israel are talking amongst themselves. And you can picture the women whispering to their friends. Shame on us. This is an embarrassment to Israel. We need
heresy
to get going and bring David back. What is the delay for?
Defined.
And the women are talking to their husbands.
Any
husbands, you need to do something about this.
Contradicts.
Why are we leaving David out there on the eastern part of the Jordan River? Why aren't we doing something to take David back?
The doctrines of the scripture that
and the men spoke among themselves. Why don't you do something, they said to their fellow men. And those men says, no, I don't want to do anything. Why don't you do something?
Those doctrines that are in
the
creeds and accepted together as churches.
Verse 10 of chapter 19.
Today,
now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back?
Is explicitly taught and emphasized in the Heidelberg Catechism and the Belgic Confession,
about
you confess it
the
every
leaders
Sunday in the Apostles' Creed
of Israel.
I believe and holy.
That's really
Catholic
who they're talking about
church
when they use that
so,
pronoun you or ye.
If anyone teaches,
10, now therefore, why speak
the
ye not a word of bringing
the
king back?
Church,
or ignores that,
why aren't our leaders doing
anything
about
in contradiction,
it?
Contradiction, complaining.
That doctrine.
Why aren't you doing anything
then
about it, men?
Teach heresy.
Why aren't our elders
heresy
taking up
action?
It's not only a heresy, but even strongly put, it's a heresy that the Roman Catholic Church
two
itself
applications about
is known for.
Notice
the Roman Catholic Church
talk
has the word Catholic in its very name.
Not a whole lot of action.
But it is not Catholic.
How strife starts.
Because the Roman Catholic Church means by Catholic
lots
that
of people whispering,
its institution
discontent
is everywhere in the world.
Complaining.
But only those who are members of that Roman Catholic Church's institution
no
are members of the Church
work
of Jesus Christ.
Concerning the issue.
That's the Roman Catholic
no
teaching of
the
church. The
sticky situation.
And that is Roman Catholic heresy.
And that's with the hard work.
The reformers did much
why
work
do
in combating that heresy. John Huss himself died in combating that heresy.
Of Jesus Christ.
And so I warn you.
If we know there's an issue,
as a people of God,
if we know there's a ticking bomb waiting to blow up
your denomination
in our congregation,
your church,
the worst thing
do
you can
not
do
take on
is to talk about it
Roman
yourself
Catholic heresy
and ask someone else to deal with it.
Insisting in any way,
the best thing you can do
that only those
work
who are members
of
a specific church or denomination
are really part of the church.
The second application is the leaders of Israel weren't taking action.
The official creedal belief of
the
church
was the leaders
especially who were guilty of inaction. They surely got wind
Catholic
of the murmuring and the complaining and among the
Israelites.
The
second characteristic is unity.
They knew very well that the majority of Israel desired that the king be
not
brought back.
Do not confess,
but
I believe
they dragged their feet for some reason.
The Holy Catholic Church.
But
maybe
I believe
the elders of Israel dragged their feet on the issue because
article and
they knew
Holy Catholic
people
church
in Israel
meaning
that
I believe
disagreed
one
with bringing
singular
David back.
Holy Catholic
maybe they
church
were just lazy.
Maybe it was because they didn't know how to deal with the issue.
From every nation, yet.
But the elders of Israel simply did nothing. They were guilty of
action. The charter of salvation. One Lord.
And it's a warning to office bearers in our church.
One
that if you hear about an issue that is dividing the church of Jesus Christ here,
one
it's not something that we say,
and two,
let's put it on the back burner.
Hope she presses.
Believe it.
With every what happens.
That's not the way the responsible elders and leaders of the church deal with
division.
Spread and disperse of the whole world.
It must be dealt with, even
as
though we might not like
and united with heart and will.
Nothing was done in Israel.
A lot of talk, not a lot of action. And the talk spread even to David, who was many miles to the east of the Jordan River.
That as diverse
everyone knew what the people were divided over, and no one was doing anything. Everyone knew about it. The gossip spread all the way to David, who was in some city far away in a place called Mahanaim. And he heard about what the majority of Israel wanted. And notice what David does. When he hears about it, he took the opportunity to send messengers, Zadok and Abiathar by name, to the elders of Judah. He doesn't send messengers to the elders of Israel.
Those
of Israel haven't done anything about it.
Upon which he sends, the people of God.
He sends a message to the elders of Judah especially. Verse 11, the king David sent
all the
to Zadok and Abiathar the priest, saying, speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house?
Picture,
seeing the speech of all Israel has come to the king
heaven,
even to his house.
Tangling
he tells them,
joining
what they already
beautiful
know.
Network
all
of
Israel is talking
one,
about bringing
one
back.
Place
they know
in
that's
heaven,
the right thing
and
to
that
do.
Is the same
elders
heart
of Judah
of the same
why
Lord
are you
and
the
Savior
last
Jesus
ones.
Christ.
We are united.
This is your responsibility.
United. And David seeks
Christ.
To persuade the leaders of Judah
and
in
Jesus
two ways.
Is not a
first,
Solomon.
He expresses to them in verse 12
the church is the bride of Christ.
They are of his blood,
Jesus
his flesh, and his bones.
Ye
are my brethren, he says, my bones and my flesh. You're my family. I'm of the tribe of Judah. You are the leaders of Judah.
Of people
you ought to be the first to take
churches.
Up your people
and bring
one
me
church.
Back.
To the throne
that he has proposed to.
And second, he promises in verse 13
to
make
Amasa
the captain of his army.
Of marriage in heaven.
Amasa, you remember, was the captain of Absalom's army. Absalom had made him the captain of his army to fight against David. And now David was saying, he was promising, he was swearing to them, I will take Amasa, who really should be my great enemy, and I will make Amasa my
exists.
Captain in the place of Joab.
The true church of Jesus Christ.
Now this
to
promise
the mission,
signified
perhaps.
To all the leaders, all the elders in Judah,
with a group of people that are different
that David
had
experienced
the Catholicity
forgiven Amasa,
and the unity.
And he had forgiven
the
people of Judah for their treason.
With the people of God.
David was
had
not interested in retribution. He was not angry about this rebellion anymore.
As you do.
The elders of Judah didn't have to worry about
we must
punishment. David had forgiven them.
The beauty of it.
He called them bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And he was even willing
this oneness
to prove his love and forgiveness of
happen officially
by making one of his prime enemies a Mason.
The doctrine of the unity of the church doesn't mean that.
And so the elders of Judah are convinced
all the denominations and all the world
yes,
is going to
we
be
can
one
bring the king back
on this earth.
Verse 14, he bowed the heart of the men of Judah,
we might
even
want
the heart
it to
of
happen.
One, even as the heart
not
of
going
one
to
man,
to happen,
so that especially this word unto the king, return thou and all
important,
thy very important truths and doctrines
in the hearts of Judah.
There are differences
to bring him back
we
to the throne.
We can't force
is an amazing,
official,
it's a beautiful
outward, visible unity
of what Jesus does.
There are not only important differences of doctrines, but there are languages that separate
us.
Sin
back
from other churches. There are
distances
Judah
that
feared David's wrath because
that
of
we
their
don't
rejection
know about.
Of him. That's understandable.
So
this
unity of the church, this doctrine
but David
of unity
now
doesn't mean that we join
officially
with one
and
another.
He shows them great love.
He
comes to them
so.
And expresses his forgiveness of them in these ways of calling them bone of his bone,
this
flesh
unity.
Of his flesh.
And that we even
and
speak
convincing
to
them that he had no hard feelings to them by that proof.
Talk
of
about others,
Amasa,
brothers and sisters in Christ.
Fellowship
that
even
is how he
yes,
turns the hearts
here
of the people of Judah
also with those
back to him
who are
so that the position of him as their
church.
Ruler
again
pray
they humbly
for
submit
and
to him
with those
once again.
Who you are united.
That's how Jesus works.
Jesus Christ with.
That's how he turns
praise
us
God
to him
with
in
them
faith.
In mind.
And that's how he
in the
turns
midst
us
of
from
a church
our
world
sin
splintered
to repent, once again.
Thousands of denominations.
Yes, he works irresistibly.
Remember, As reformed people, we talk about how he comes and he changes our hearts. So we turn away from sin and unbelief and worship him.
Catholic Church is irresistible. The church is holy.
We can't help it.
It has to be.
That's true. What was also
we
true
are by the Holy
what
Spirit
must realize
the Holy
is that
Christ,
King Jesus doesn't force us to do it against our will, but King Jesus, like King David, comes and he expresses
church.
To us his love for us.
You remember the two parts
his forgiveness of
holiness,
of all our sins,
to the worship
and even
of God.
Shows us what he has
and
done
secondly,
for the forgiveness
you
of our
are
sins.
Separated from sin.
And it is when we hear
separated
the messengers
the
of Jesus speak to
dedicated
us
and separated
about his love and
you're
his
not perfectly dedicated to the worship of God.
We
that will come one day in heaven and humbly submit.
You're not perfectly separated from
Jesus
sin.
That will come one day
again
when you are in heaven.
He bends
but
our hearts.
You are
striving
in
sanctification
and submit to him.
Sanctification is a long word that simply means
David's
you're
bowing
to
the
progress
says,
in
bowing of the hearts of Judah to him.
Shows
we're a chosen
Jesus
generation, Peter says.
Bending our hearts to him.
Chapter 2, verse 9.
That should remind you
a royal
of what the
priesthood
canon
and a
says.
Holy nation.
Canons had 2, Article
16. A peculiar people
so
that you should show forth
of
the praises of him who hath called
us
out of
Jesus
darkness into his marvelous light.
Us and
is that
us
who you
are?
A one dedicated
treat
to the
us
praise
as
of God.
Treat us men
as
senseless
stalks
and blocks.
Nor does he take away
we live in a day
will,
and age
and its properties. Neither does violence
in which
thereto,
many people want to
emphasize
us to submit to him against
is
our
everywhere.
Will. But
and that is not
he
a bad
spiritually
thing
quickens and heals and corrects.
But lots of people, different kinds
time,
of people
sweetly,
are in the church.
Yet powerfully
and that's good. That's what we're emphasizing today. But we also live in a church world
we submit
that tries to explain
as a result
that
of
the
David's
church
persuasion
is
of the
made
people.
Up of all kinds of
the people of Judah ask David to
also.
Return. And then the people of Judah, the representatives of Judah,
they can be members of the
go
church,
to the Jordan
but don't have
River
to go to church
to escort
be a
David
member of a church
over the
you
Jordan
can live
River.
However you want, selfishly doing what you
and
want.
That's when we see
you live a life not characterized
part
by worship
of the strife
of God.
The first part of strife was much complaining and bickering
on
and talking
sin,
amongst Israel and inaction
on the part of the leaders especially.
And no one
but then in verses 40 and following, we see more strife.
I am not a
what
member of a church.
First strife led to.
The men of Judah had
Christ, which is
gone to bring the king over
that's how
Jordan,
we live,
but
is that, if that's
Israel
how you live,
had not.
Impenitently in your
Israel,
unholy, the leaders of Israel had
then
dragged
I boldly
your feet
tell you on the basis of Scripture
in doing it,
that you're not part of the church.
And verse 40 indicates that only half of the people of Israel were there, meaning there were only half of the representatives.
Not until
of
there is a beginning
Israel
of holiness.
All the representatives
say,
of Judah,
I am a member
but only
of
half of the
church
representatives of Israel.
Yes, the
these
church is made up of
half,
many different
the half
people
of Israel probably
many
found out last minute what Judah
different
was doing,
cultures,
and
different
they rushed
backgrounds,
different skin colors,
River,
different denominations.
Get there just in time.
There is especially
David
one
over
thing that is in common.
Perhaps an illustration of this might
people
be, if classes west called for a meeting to make a decision,
Catholic,
an important
church
decision for the entire denomination.
You believe
and
that?
Classes west invited all
faith
of the classes west delegates, but decided not to invite the classes east delegates.
That God has.
And they got together to make a decision as though they were synod.
Catholic.
And classes
church
east delegates found out last minute about it, and some of them rush to the meeting,
because it's
and
invisible
only half of them get there in time.
Remember, we're talking
and
about the decisions made
church
and done with.
And
sometimes
that would make classes
there will be times
angry.
Well, we won't
that's
see
what's
it
happening here.
That's what
the delegates of Israel
Elijah's day
were mad.
Heard about that in 1 Kings 19.
They were angry at what Judah
Elijah didn't
done
see a church around him.
They met verse David and all of
God
Judah with him as
God
they were
twice
on their way to Jerusalem.
Verse 10,
after
verse 14.
This escorting of David,
they have been
over
very
Jordan
jealous
River
for the Lord God
and
of
they
hosts
made an official
the children of Israel
David
have forsaken thy covenant.
Why
well
have thou,
brethren, the men of
slain
Judah
thy prophets
stolen
with
thee
sword
away
and I, even I,
and brought the king and his
and
household
my
and
all David's
men
away
with
Elijah
him over
Jordan.
Distressed.
David,
he's a prophet.
We're not
he's
happy.
A
he's supposed to be the leader of the church.
These men
and
of Judah who are
preaches,
supposed to be
preaches
our
guts out
stolen you away.
He's not only done that. In the previous
now, that
chapter
expression
saw Elijah
is Israel's
and a competition against
of
the
Judah's
prophets
intentions
of Baal and before all of Israel.
They're saying
that story,
they were assuming the worst
and
of
as
the
he
men
stood
of
on
Judah,
that mountain top,
they were insisting that the men of Judah had secretly
Baal
come to take David
could
over
not
the Jordan River,
call down
out
fire
of spite
for
Israel
as he challenged them.
And what the people of Judah were
Elijah
doing, this is the accusation of Israel, what the people of Judah are doing
and
is
God
that they're coming to suck up to you,
to
David,
consume They're trying to intentionally show themselves to be faithful and to make us, Israel, look bad
to the nation of Israel.
To gain your favor, David.
And at that moment on Mount Carmel, Elijah showed that.
Steal your heart.
The people of Israel declared, yes.
That was their accusation and their judgment of Judah's intentions.
And they killed all the
prophets. And the men of Judah quickly respond in defense of their intentions. That's not what we were doing. Verse 42.
Had shown.
All the men of Judah answered the men of Israel. Because the king is near of kin to us.
That's why.
They went back to serving Baal.
Came and escorted David
along with Ahab.
It wasn't intentionally to neglect you, Israel.
No one seemed to be the people of God.
We did it because we saw it as our responsibility as near of kin.
Instead of Catholicity, it was the opposite.
It was not a spite for you. Wherefore, they continue in verse 42.
God told Elijah for his
comfort. Wherefore then be angry for this matter.
In verse 18.
Have we eaten at all of the king's costs, or... Has he given us any gift?
7,000 in Israel.
Judah's saying,
all the knees
proof
which have not bowed unto Baal,
to gain David's favor,
and every mouth which hath not kissed
is that
him.
We haven't even eaten of David's food at his cost.
You might not see
we're
the
not
church,
trying to get his food
God's
and
saying
we're
to
not
Elijah.
Trying to get special blessings.
It might not
him.
Be visible to your very eyes.
We're just doing it out of our obligation.
But you better believe it.
But the men of Israel argue as though they didn't listen to them.
You better know,
verse 43,
that
we have 10 parts in the
myself,
king.
7,000.
We have also more right in David than he. Why then did he despise us? And there's a translation problem in
the visible
in verse 43. The second half really means,
not,
we're not,
not
the,
just
were
in
we
Elijah's
not the
day.
First to advise bringing
this
back
disappearance
our king?
Of the visible
Israel
church
saying,
is happening
we were
right
the first
now.
Ones to talk about bringing back David. And we
it
have
is.
10 parts in the king. Israel
soon it will take much
still
more faith
that
for you
Judah
and I
meant
to believe
harm to them.
That God
so they
has
argue,
one
we actually
holy
have
Catholic Church.
More of a part with King David. Judah, you're
the number
only
of God's people on this earth
David
is dwindling.
Back. We're 10 tribes. We have
there
10
are going to be fewer and fewer Christians
and that competitive mindset
that we see
continue.
Who are one with
we
us.
We were the first, really.
Don't think
the
this is far
Israel
off in the future,
ones,
people
really.
Of God. The church in general is apostatizing.
You elders,
you know that.
You're so
you see that
reputable.
In the denominations around
bring
you.
David back
confessing the one holy Catholic Church does not blind us to the turning away
with
from
anger,
the true faith.
Israel
whole churches and individuals are sliding down
to
into unbelief and idolatry. Perhaps not of Baal, perhaps not of statues
of Israel,
of gold and silver.
Or leaders,
but the Baal of today
of Israel,
is materialism.
Judah,
a love of money and alcohol and entertainment and sex
and, really
and a different kind of God other than the God of the Scriptures who is sovereign and who has sent Jesus Christ alone to save us.
To David.
This is not just your pastor being pessimistic. This is the Word of God.
Before David. They were concerned that Judah
Second
had made them look
2
bad.
Verse 3, let no man
Judah
deceive you by any means.
David over Jordan.
For that day
and
shall
Israel
not come, meaning the end
they were
will
concerned
not
that
come,
David
except there come first.
Wasn't going to be as favorable
a
to
falling
them
away.
As he would be to
there are signs
Judah.
Of that.
They, because of that selfish concern,
God
attacked Judah.
Soon you will look
this
around
foolish
you,
fighting
children.
Is very characteristic of what happens
it may happen in your day
families,
that you look around you.
Between husbands and wives and in
and you
the
wonder,
church of Jesus Christ.
Where is
you can see some
the church
habits here that
where is
in families and churches.
That one holy Catholic
Israel
church.
Assumed the worst of Judah. They didn't know Judah's heart and why Judah hadn't asked
me,
them to
not
join
in
them
faith.
In escorting David over the
they're
Jordan.
Not holy.
They assumed
they might even
the worst
say they're one with
Judah.
Me in faith. But
they thought
live
they could psychoanalyze Judah
hypocritically.
And
in unholiness, impenitent of it.
You're trying to steal the heart of the king, they accuse.
And I can't see.
You and
I can't see the church made up of all kinds of people.
We assume the worst of intentions
it's going to
in
take
our loved
faith,
ones and our fellow members.
Which isn't by sight.
And it starts in our heads.
A faith
we think
in the invisible
of what
church
intending,
that God preserves.
And then out of our mouths it comes.
This church has
you
been the Belgian Confession.
Said, you said
from
that
the beginning of the world and will be to the end thereof,
ill,
which is evident from
judgment
this,
of ill will
that Christ is an eternal king, which without subjects cannot
as
be.
As soon as we
this
voice
the insight
these
of the
judgments of another's heart, which we can't even prove,
the reason why
then
the church will continue to exist from the beginning of the world to the end of time is this.
Great
not because the church is so strong,
divisions.
Not because the church will stand on its own,
secondly,
but because
Israel
of Christ.
Out of selfish hearts.
Israel. If Christ is the eternal king of his church, and he is, that we accept by
faith. What they accused Judah of was really what was in their own hearts. They were concerned about their reputation before the king.
Citizens.
They were concerned members that of his church forever. Would look at them as
because
not
a king
being
can't
loving
be without
of him.
Citizens or else
they were
no
concerned that the king would think they weren't interested in David being their
we
king.
We know by faith in Jesus Christ.
We're only worried about
in his
their
power, in his preserving care of his church.
Often,
that whether we see it or not,
churches,
he preserves
it's not
her.
Because we care about
he
the church of Jesus Christ,
grace.
But it's because we care about ourselves.
Not because she is strong.
Care about
because
what we look
Savior
like.
Is strong.
We care about winning the
promises,
argument in front of everyone.
The gates of hell.
We care about
the very
benefiting
gates
ourselves.
Of hell shall not prevail
what
against
serves
her.
Me. What brings me honor.
The faith that we must
sure
have
that
is a faith in Christ that he preserves his church, whether
that's
we see it or not.
Fighting often
but
happens.
This faith is also our personal
families
faith.
Families and in churches.
More importantly, it is a personal faith.
Then finally, notice.
It is a faith that you
in reality, this argument was over a silly matter
of that church.
That was a small issue. It was really a non-issue.
That's how the catechism ends
the
in question answer 54.
Israel
that
and
I
Judah
am
not over
and forever
doctrine.
Shall remain
it wasn't
a
over
living
a significant
member
sin.
Thereof.
It was not about whether David
true
should be king or not.
Doesn't just say,
everyone
I
knew
this church exists.
That the majority of Israel and
but
Judah
true faith
wanted David
says,
to be king.
I know
what,
I
what the fight was really about when it comes down to it was
a member
we didn't
of this
get invited.
Church joined to Jesus.
We didn't get
Christ.
Invited.
I'm
to
confident
the
in that.
Of escorting David
no matter what may happen on this earth,
and that makes us look
I'm
bad.
I'm joined to Christ.
That's what the fight came down to.
True
it was
faith.
An insignificant issue.
Says I am communion
people,
in
God,
communion and fellowship with Him.
In the church,
even when I don't feel that communion and fellowship through the saints,
people get offended.
Even when everyone else is departing and forsaking Christ,
gets blown
even
out
when the doubts of that old man creep in and make me wonder. If Christianity is really true, if there is such a thing as Christ, true faith fights against those doubts and says, I know I am a member and forever shall be a member of that church because I know
but let it never be
to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ.
And the Church of Jesus Christ over non-issues.
And I hear
because of small issues that stem out of selfish hearts.
He's not in some cataclysmic event of an earthquake or a fire or a wind.
Talked about Israel's faults, but Judah
is Elijah heard
much better. He's
we
not,
hear by
Judah's
the Spirit
not totally
of Jesus Christ in a still, small voice.
The words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. Literally, they were harder. They were more cruel than the words of Israel.
7,000, though you
Judah
may not see them.
Judah didn't have a soft answer that turned away wrath.
The knee to Baal.
Israel was wrong. But when Israel attacked Judah, Judah didn't stop the fighting. Judah didn't try to calm their brothers down.
Not such faith.
No. They responded with even fiercer arguments.
It is supremely important.
Those specific
you have
arguments
that knowledge of
aren't
being
recorded
a member
here. But cruel accusations streamed from the mouth of the people of Judah.
Catholic Church.
And Judah Amen. Allowed the non-issue.
Let's pray.
The blow-up. See, people of God, in the church,
Father, we praise
there are
thee.
Always going to be certain
thou
individuals
given us faith
that stir the pot.
To believe.
They're simply that way.
Increase that faith.
But it
so
also
that we
matters
know
greatly how you respond and how we all respond.
Till the day we die.
To those who are pro.
That we are members of that
pot.
Church joined
do we allow
to thee.
Those non-issues.
By thy Spirit.
Blow up. Do we care?
In knowing this, we celebrate the gospel.
See,
that since we are members of that church, peace. Part of her.
All this was during a time
we can also
when
know
the nation of Israel
heaven,
and the nation of Judah were supposed to be rejoicing.
Christ came
this is
and
the sad
sought
thing about
her
it.
To be
David
his holy bride.
Was coming back to Jerusalem.
And with his own blood, he bought her.
The people of Israel and Judah were supposed to be
her life,
expressing their sorrow to David
as church,
for what they
we
had done
thee.
And rejoicing in the forgiveness
for
of David.
Great Savior.
They were supposed to be joining
Jesus
together.
Name.
And praise Amen. To God for David's return to the throne. And instead, David stands there and he watches the people who should be thankful to him and should be rejoicing in his return. He stands there shaking his head as the people blow up in dissension in front of him over nothing. Now that's very applicable to us. This is a point that should prevent us from fighting and schism in the Church of Jesus Christ. King David pictures Jesus. King Jesus.
in our families, in our homes, and especially in our church, what our hearts should be focused on, what our hearts should be together on, is the worship of King Jesus. King Jesus has come. King Jesus has forgiven us of our sins. King Jesus is on the throne. King Jesus is being merciful to us in spite of our treason to Him. And we're supposed to be focused on that, worshiping Him for what He has done. And instead, often in the Church of Jesus Christ, King Jesus is standing in the midst of that church and He's shaking His head. As the people of God, instead of using their mouths and tongues to praise Him, are fighting amongst each other. That picture ought to prevent us from our strife. The smallest of issues have a tendency to escalate into big, ugly conflicts, and that's what happened. When strife continued in Israel and Judah, the devil infiltrated and tore apart that nation. He used a man named Sheba. Chapter 20, verse 1, there happened to be there a man of Belial whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel." When the Bible uses that word, Belial, the son of Belial, it often refers to a man who's brought in by Satan, a man from Satan. And that man of Belial means worthless. Sheba was sent by Satan, but he was also a worthless man. He was an uninfluential man. He was not a big name in Israel. He was not known to be a leader. He was a nobody. In any other circumstances, Sheba would have had no effect upon Israel. He could have blown his trumpet as loudly as he could. He could have shouted at the top of his lungs on the top of a mountain, and no one would have followed him in any other circumstance. He was a worthless man. But because of the schism that was already existing in that nation, Sheba had an effect. Israel and Judah were so caught up in their emotions, they were so hot under the collar, they were so full of anger and hatred against one another, that they would do anything to spite the other, especially Israel. And so when Sheba, that worthless man, blew his trumpet and spoke those words of rebellion, there was a terrible effect. And the terrible effect is in verse 2 of chapter 20. "So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri." Every man of Israel, who really wanted King David on the throne, now reacted to this argument and followed a nobody in rejection of their king. Every man of Israel, all those representatives from Israel did. That was an illogical, stupid decision that was done in the heat of the moment, the right circumstances. Notice how illogical it was. Even Sheba says something that was totally contradictory of what the people of Israel had earlier said. He said, "We have no part in David. We don't want to have any part with David. We want nothing to do with David." But earlier, the people of Israel had said in verse 43, "We have 10 parts in David. We have 10 parts in the king. We went all in with the king." And now because of the conflict, they say the exact opposite to follow Sheba. We don't want anything to do with the king. It's all or nothing. What started out as a selfish fight with Judah turned into the rejection of the king. People of God, you need to beware of this. Do not give room to Sheba, worthless men and women brought into the church by Satan. This happened in the nation of Israel. They gave room to that Sheba, because they allowed the smallest of issues to become huge. And when they did that, they opened the door for Sheba to come in, to steal hearts, to reject King David. When there's fighting in the church, and when there are factions, and when people are downright mean to one another, then that's when Sheba steps in. He's not necessarily logical. He might be totally illogical. Plays on the emotions and bitterness of people and quickly persuades many in the church not only to leave the visible church, but to reject the king himself. It's really going on right now. because of long laundry lists of little issues that men and women have blown out of proportion in the church and are bitter about. Sheba's on the internet. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Men and women who know how to step in and agree with your emotional bitterness and turn your heart away from God's church, even sometimes away from King Jesus himself. He was a leader of division. He was not the only leader of schism, however. There's another schismatic here. You notice him? Joab. Not just Sheba, that worthless men of Belial, but Joab. Joab and his actions had the potential to destroy any peace and unity in the nation of Israel and Judah. David had publicly declared that Amasa would replace Joab, and Joab didn't like that. And so when David sent Amasa to gather the troops of Judah to go and quell the rebellion of Sheba, Joab took action. Amasa was late after 3 days, and David didn't want to wait for Amasa any longer, so he told Abishai, the second in command, go ahead and pursue Sheba without Amasa. And as Abishai and Joab and the army of Israel and Judah walked towards or pursued after Sheba, Amasa showed up with other troops of Judah. And so there was a greeting between the group that was following Abishai and Joab and the group that Amasa brought. Verse 8 describes how Joab prepared for this meeting. Joab's garment that he had put on was girded unto him. It means his outer garments were tied up in a girdle, a belt, so that those outer garments would not get in the way of a smooth move that he was going to pull in a few moments. And then the text talks about a second belt that he had. And upon it, a girdle with a sword or a dagger fastened upon his loins and the sheath thereof. And as he went, it fell out. He had a belt, another belt tightly wrapped around his waist. And this other belt had a sheath, a container for his short sword or dagger. It was a container that was too large, a sheath that was too large, so that when Joab would lean forward, that dagger would fall out. It wasn't an accident. Joab had planned all of this. He had probably practiced it many times. And when he walked to Amasa to greet him as though he was a friend, he leaned forward, probably to bow or to greet Amasa. And as he leaned forward, that sharp dagger, that short sword, fell out of its sheath. The text doesn't say it fell to the ground. Joab caught that sword in his left hand, grabbed Amasa by the beard in that traditional greeting of a kiss, and then plunged his dagger into the bowels of Amasa to spew his blood in the middle of the highway publicly in front of all the troops of Israel and Judah. That wasn't only a bloody move, only a wicked, evil work, but it had the potential of destroying all sorts of unity that David wanted in Israel. Remember, one of the reasons that David could convince Judah to follow him and bring him back to the throne was that he promised Amasa would not be killed, Amasa would not be punished, but Amasa would be the captain of his army. Now Joab, before the people of Judah, kills Amasa. It looks as though Joab has destroyed the promise of David. The men of Judah could have, at that point, made a decision. We're done with following David. We're done with following Joab. And that could have been the beginning of a civil war in the middle of the highway before they pursued after Sheba. It was a mess. Verse 12 says, as Amasa wallowed in the blood in the midst of the highway, the man saw that all the people stood still. Everyone was standing still. They saw this brutal act and didn't know what to do. People of Judah could have decided not to follow David any longer. They're Sheba's and they're Joab's. And they both kinds of schismatics, infiltrate the church. Sheba's are the foolish men of Belial who don't necessarily bring any logical arguments. They're the foolish men who know how to play on the emotions of people. and draw them away from Christ. Joabs are a lot more methodical. They're logical. And Joabs are often right. But they're the hard, hard men and women without mercy who kill with their words, attack sharply with their tongues. They also are a threat to unity. Don't open yourselves up, people of God, such men. Strife in the form of complaining, fierce arguing, and schismatics like Sheba and Joab could have torn apart Israel and Judah. That could have been the end. God was in control to preserve Israel and his grace. He made sure that after the body of Amasa was taken off the highway and covered, he made sure the men of Judah decided. They had to make a split-second decision to follow Joab and go after Sheba. Could have done something else, but God controlled their hearts to continue after David. And then he removed that schismatic Sheba. Sheba fled to the city of Abel. And there, you know what happened. The people began to batter down the wall of Abel, but because of the pleading of that wise woman of Abel, Joab listened and stopped his battering of the walls down. And that woman threw the head of Sheba over the walls and gave up Sheba to Israel. And that was the end of the rebellion of Sheba. The 10 tribes of Israel, at least outwardly, seemed to settle down and submit along with Judah to David. Through this execution, this beheading of Sheba, peace was restored to the nation of Israel. That's often how peace has to be restored. There has to be some sort of discipline. There must be an extraction, a giving up of either the sinner or the sin. That means two things for us. It does not mean we engage in beheading, as these terrible Muslims are doing. But it does mean two things. First, it does mean church discipline. It does mean that when there is schism, and we know that someone specifically is causing schism, either with false doctrine or with their hardness, that we do take up the sword of God's word, and elders and the church together remove the schismatic. But secondly, a personal application is your own personal discipline. Beheading of your old man. When you know that there's schism in the church, often you can point to a Sheba in your own heart who is selfish, who wants to argue for the sake of your own honor, not for the sake of Jesus, not for the cause of the truth, simply to show yourself right. The necessity is that we behead that old man. We take away that sin, and we humbly admit our wrong instead of ruining the peace of Israel. In the way of such church discipline and personal discipline, there is peace in Israel. But in the end, really, it's God's grace. As we started, He sets all of us together in this church. We're all different, and we're all sinners. There's bound to be disagreement. It's bound to be sins against one another. And it's only God's grace, really, that preserves unity and peace here. King Jesus preserves His church. He makes sure that our sinful natures do not divide. He cares for us so that even when Satan sends schismatics into our midst, sons of Belial, the gates of hell cannot prevail against His people. In spite of us, in spite of our sins, He preserves us. That doesn't mean we don't take heed to the warnings. Don't let the little fights, don't let the small quarrels escalate, people of God. Take this to heart. Reconcile with one another quickly. Don't let them escalate into major issues to give room to Satan and his men. Fight against your sin. And most importantly, pray. Pray to the gracious God to preserve the peace of Israel. Amen. Let's pray. Lord our God, lover of us, Thy church, pray that Thou would graciously preserve us from ourselves and from our sins against one another especially. That not our sinfulness and pride tear one another apart. Prevent our tongues from hurting heal the wounds that may exist in our hearts, inflicted upon us by our brothers and sisters. And work in us love and forgiveness and unity, and grow us in that, so that there may be peace here in this church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.